Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Now, back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
KPNT FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
I'm just waiting for the breakdown here. I like the breakdown. There it is. Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is the 9 o'clock hour. Coming up here in about, I can't do math in my head, about 30 minutes or so. We'll have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. Buck Swope has clinched the month of May. That just bolsters up his Listener of the Month, Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month resume for the month of May. You can sign up as well to be the TMA Listener of the Month. All you do is go to tmastl.com. You'll see a little subheader there, and you just sign up. It takes about a couple minutes, and you can win a sick Milagro Tequila prize pack on top of, you know, absolute bragging rights and a cool exclusive TMA hat only available to those who win Listener of the Month.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What's it look like?
It's a nice trucker cap, navy, with white font, and then on the back it says 2023 Listener of the Month.
Really?
Yeah, super cool. So sign up there, and you can have your opportunity to win. It's the only way you can win is signing up through tmastl.com. Mm. You can have a great month. You can have the best month ever. If you don't sign up, I can't help you. You know, there's rules.
It's on you.
There's rules. Yeah. Well, Leatherface is a real tough guy when Tim isn't there, isn't he? That's from Maxwell Hung. He's not here to defend himself, so I can't, you know, no real discourse there. Doug, last night, the Celtics, the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Celtics were down 3-0 after game three. They have won back-to-back games. Both Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, or I'm sorry, Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart said, don't let us get one. Well, they've got two now, and that series sits at 3-2, heading back to Miami.
Yeah.
Now kind of a must-win in Miami on game six.
Well, for Miami?
Well, for the Celtics, but kind of.
It is a must-win for the Celtics.
Kind of for the Heat, because you don't want to go back game seven with history. No team in the NBA has ever come back from 3-0. So this would be a major swing if they were to do that, and you don't want to go home to Boston.
Red Sox did it in the baseball playoffs.
They sure did.
And the Nuggets are just chilling right now, which is a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, sweep, and you get some time off for the Joker.
I would think at this point of the season, for all they played, it's a good thing.
Oh, it's not. Hell
yeah. Absolutely. They've been playing nonstop since October. Yeah. You know, it's extremely tiring. 82 basketball games, 48-minute basketball games can get brutal for you.
Yeah.
My three childhood homes, my grade school, my middle school, and my high school, were all leveled due to Lambert Field expansion and noise abatement. I'm not sure I still exist. That's from Manupal Eligible.
Oh, really? Well, so he must have been there in Bridgeton.
Yeah. Sad. Also in some sporting news, Michael Block didn't have the greatest day yesterday. 83 is what he shot.
Oh.
11 over. I don't know what the par is out there at Colonial. Okay, so par 70 out there. So 81 for Michael Block.
The bloom is off the rose? Is that what you're saying?
One would say. Now, we have an audio clip here of Michael Block post-round, and yeah. I want to talk about this because I think if you were to read some of the tweets that came out yesterday, you would have saw the quote, and I should have brought this up beforehand before I started going on this diatribe, but I'm going to do it now. You would have saw, you know, the quote that he said, I've shot 60, 58 and 59, which is what he would basically have to shoot to make the cut this week today. And he said that I can do that. And after today, you know, I might still have that. And if you just read that, you're like, oh, this guy's like a cocky ass. Like he just shot, you know, 11 over and he's saying all this. But when you listen to the context of what he said it in, I think you'll have a different perspective.
Okay. Hit the lever
plus. If you are a golfer, you've had the day I had, and you understand the facts of where the lies aren't good and the trees are in your way every time, and even your good shots are bad, your bad shots are worse, and et cetera, et cetera. And you know what? It is what it is. I'm going to live with it. I thought it was going to happen that third or fourth round last week at Oak Hill, and never happened, right? And so it happened now, and I wasn't surprised by it, to tell you the truth, because the experience I had last week was next level, right? And so today, coming out here and not having my game at all and having a lot of bad luck or whatever you might call it, just call it golf. And it is what it is. And then at the same time, I sat there and I thought about it. I said, I'm going to see my boys tomorrow night.
Is he crying now?
Mm-hmm.
Crying again.
How many guys cry after
80? I'm looking forward to coming out tomorrow.
A lot of them.
Playing a great round, giving it everything I have. I've shot 58 and I've shot a 59 in my life. And since what I had today, I wouldn't be surprised if I did it. So if I do, cool. If not, I'll be cheering to my kids and my wife tomorrow morning or tomorrow night in Orange County, California. So it's all good, one way or the other.
Hmm. So I think that's some good perspective.
I guess. I remember doing some bad live shots on the road for Channel 4 and crying about having to see my family the next day, too.
So you could go out there and give a great live shot, but either way,
right,
you could still see your family.
Yeah, blew this one completely, but at least I get to see the family.
Yeah, I don't know what people expected out of him. I mean, he had four great days and made a name for himself and was the talk of the tournament. And all the stuff he went on, I think he picked up three sponsorships in the last 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
And he was doing Instagram Lives for these sponsorships.
Strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah, he was doing interviews everywhere. Got an invitation to the RBC. I had a lot going on. I mean, just like I never play a guy on my fantasy team if he won the week before. I always fade him the next week because, he celebrated, had a great time, got a victory. His head's not in it the next week, and that's kind of like what this is. But he has good perspective. I told Jay Williamson once, we were talking. You were playing golf and we were talking.
You got him on the right road, did you?
Well, he was talking about kind of playing so bad and hitting shots with it. I said, you know what you got to do? I said, it's easier said than done because I'm not a professional golfer.
But you're kind of a psychiatrist.
But you have a great family.
Yeah.
You've made good money out here.
Wonderful family. Nice money.
Yeah. You're in the sunshine. You're not working. You're not digging a ditch. You're out there hitting a golf ball and walking in the grass.
You're a coal miner.
The smells and the birds and the trees. And when you're done, you get to go home to your family in a nice house.
That's exactly
That's right. What you got to think about. Just relax when you're out there. And he had that attitude. No matter what happens tomorrow, I get to go home and see my boys and my wife tomorrow.
Did you have a similar talk with Mickey Mantle when you made him cry?
No, I was just telling him how I wanted the ball signed to me, not just autographed. But if guys had that attitude, now, to say I wouldn't be surprised if I shoot 58 or 59 tomorrow, that's kind of out there. But
well, when you're a highly competitive athlete and one of the best in the world at what you do, you're not content just with going home because you have a nice house. You're there to win.
And I think also...
Yes, but you can also relax knowing that if I don't make the cut this week, I'm going to go home and see my kids and my wife and have a nice dinner and, and then get out next week and do it again.
Yeah. Well, maybe Michael Block will probably not be going back, but in the same...
Well, if he wanted to. He'll get sponsors exemptions if he wants to.
Sure. And the same breath... I think what he was kind of referring to when he said, like, I wouldn't be surprised if I shot 50 or 59 is like the highs and lows of golf. You know, he had the greatest week of his golfing career at the PGA Championship, and then his first round after that, he shoots an 81, and that's just kind of how it goes. So based on that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if I somehow go out and shoot 50 or 59. I don't think he's saying, like, you know, I'm this good and I'm going to go shoot 50 or 59. I think he's just kind of talking about golf's a roller coaster.
Well, and I think a lot of people expect him to have a bad week.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why anybody would pick him, Doug. I don't know why you picked him.
Well, I blindly picked him.
Oh, I forgot.
I didn't have a choice.
Kind of shocked when you picked
him. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot you had
him. Oh, yeah.
You're done, Doug.
Much worse.
Oh, yeah.
But, I wonder what his points
are. And maybe we all did the same thing that everybody else did after he had a great week. He was the talk of the town, talk of the country.
Toast of the town.
And I'm out there saying, God, when's Live Golf's got to call him? Well, Norman's smart. He probably said the guy had a great week, but he's going to come back to earth and he's going to be no better than we think he should be, shooting 75, 76, 77. That's going to wear off. People aren't going to come out to Live, you know, 2 months from now to see Michael Block when he's shooting 75, 76, and nobody's talking about him anymore.
No.
I mean, that's going to happen.
83 yesterday?
81.
Yeah, sorry, I thought it was Parsons.
Well, I shot an 83 yesterday at Riverside.
Did you?
So I was just two shots away from him. Of course, that's only a par 69, and course is about 5,000 yards.
And he would drive every par four.
I took some breakfast balls.
Sure.
And didn't count a few penalty shots, but I was just two shots off of the pace for
Block.
Yeah.
That's cheating.
I beg your pardon?
It's cheating.
Oh. Well, I paid.
Yeah.
So I feel I can kind of make the rules.
On tour, you get a breakfast ball or two.
Usually,
and if,
yeah.
You know, if you went out of bounds, it didn't go out of bounds. It's right here. I found it. You know, a little.
Uh-huh.
It's right here.
Yeah. Sure. This ball's red and the one I hit was white, but sometimes they change colors.
Yeah.
In flight.
The grass is painted.
It's amazing how you hit a tightless off the tee, but then you find your ball and it switch to a TaylorMade, and that's
it happens.
Mine.
It absolutely happens.
Yeah, it's like photosynthesis. Doug, so you played Riverside yesterday, shot a little 83. Good, mm-hmm. That's a good score.
Well, for me it was. It's about the best I've hit the ball in a couple of years.
That Michael Wellington School of Ball Striking.
Yeah. I started to hit it better as it went along, and I just stopped being so tense and thinking about 15 different things on my swing.
Yeah, you should maybe look at giving some lessons to Cam Davis.
No, I'm not good enough to give anybody a lesson.
Nice three over through four holes today.
The greens there were remarkably good shape.
Really?
Slow, but in really good shape.
Yeah. You're knocking them in. That first hole can be treacherous, you know, straight away, 300 yards.
Oh, yeah, it's a bear.
Massive green.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the cut's going to be one under, so still time for Michael Block. My players were all in the cut line going into today.
There's no time when you shoot an 81.
Cam Davis, three over. He was two under yesterday. He's one over. Denny McCarthy, one over for the day.
My guess, Michael Block shoots a 77, and he's done.
It's so we both may have like two or three people miss the cut. Then it'll be a dogfight for our three players, and we both got Benny on, so it'll be a dogfight for
Benny
two
on's
of our
not
players.
Doing bad, is he? He's all right.
No, I think he's in the seventh place.
I just want to help the children.
And he was 5 under 311 and made two bogeys coming in. But
idiot.
Idiot, yeah.
Doug, I can't wait for Kroenke to lift the Larry O'Brien chalice in a couple weeks. That's from the Angel of the Morning After.
Supposedly he doesn't even own it, right?
Yeah, I don't think he can lift it. I think his son does.
I think it's under the Kroenke, his like company that owns all those.
I have no doubt
Kroenke
that he
Sports
bought it.
Well,
but he just says he does not the owner because you're not allowed to own a team in the NFL in one city and another.
But
sport
it'll probably be the
second.
First to hold the trophy.
It'll be him.
I bet Josh would actually grab it.
But he owns the Colorado Rockies and he's not hiding that. So that would be two teams.
He doesn't own the Rockies.
I mean, not the Rockies. The
Rapids?
Avalanche.
He does own the Avalanche. Yeah.
So that's another franchise.
Why
is the NFL letting him do that?
The rules don't really matter if you're one of the wealthier owners.
Yeah, when you said, what's the fine, $500 million? Okay, can we still do it? Because I can pay it.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of the FU money that
so it's the
like
Rams,
have.
Rams, Nuggets, Avalanche, the Rapids, the MLS team, and Arsenal.
Arsenal.
Yeah.
That's a pretty nice little portfolio.
Yeah.
They hate him in London as much as we hate him here.
They absolutely hate him.
But Josh is the chairperson for Arsenal, so like it's all Kroenke, like get you know does all the stuff behind, but it doesn't have to be like the front facing guy because we've known he's such a great media personality.
He's done a ton of one on ones with all the local news media outlets here in St. Louis.
His personality just really, it's really hard to like the guy.
You can't
like
him.
He can't put two words together, and he's got who knows how many billions of dollars that he got because his family started Walmart, his wife's family. There's just everything in the world to not like about him. And he treats cities that he's left in some of his real estate. It seems like he's been in many business dealings where he's been sued because of inappropriate things that he's done. Vince McMahon thinks he should be arrested for impersonating a businessman. There's just nothing likable about the guy at all.
Don't you think all of his friends or quote unquote friends, the only way that they are friends is because they're making money off of Kroenke or vice versa.
Like, oh, absolutely.
You can't meet Kroenke and not have any financial gain and still go, man, this is a great guy.
Yeah.
Outside of the money, you can't possibly talk to that guy and go, that's a great human.
No.
He's going to win if the Nuggets end up winning, he's going to win, what, the Super Bowl, the Chalice, and the NBA Championship
the
all in a two-year.
The only owner in history.
Yeah, I'm sure that's never been done.
How's the soccer team doing?
I have no idea.
Aren't they in the semifinals?
Arsenal?
Well, they're in the MLS.
They're not top of the table. Man City already won the Premier League.
Okay. I don't follow soccer. I just thought I read where his team was.
For a while this year, Arsenal is legendarily been like close to winning a couple times the Premier League, and they can't close the door. And that happened again this year. Man City caught up to them. But to be fair, Man City spends a lot of money on their soccer club. So there's that. But yeah. Arsenal, let's see. Let's check in on the Premier League table, Doug.
I don't like the word table.
They're in second place. But like I said, Man City already clinched. But they will get to play in Champions League next year. They get in second place. Top four spots go to Champions League. So there's that.
Okay.
If anyone's interested, I don't know if they are. But
no. Yeah,
Kroenke could win the NBA title this year. And honestly, if it's the Heat, I think there's no doubt that the Nuggets win.
Riley's still part of that organization?
He's president of basketball operations for the Heat, coached by Eric Spoelstra.
Pat Riley.
Yeah, he's done pretty well for himself.
A resume.
What is the Nuggets? Is it 3-2?
Nuggets? Nuggets won, swept the Lakers.
The Lakers.
Heat are up 3-2 on
3-2
Celtics.
3-2 on Boston. Okay.
Yeah, going back to Miami.
So Boston won again.
Yes, they won last night. Saturday, they'll go back to Miami. And then if they win, back to Boston for Game 7, and I would not want to be a Miami Heat player in that situation.
Did you see the Biff-like bet that PFT commenter from Barstool
put? I did. What was it, 10 grand?
10 grand to win 1,100?
Yeah, for the Panthers and Heat to close out their series.
He's sweating now.
Oh, big time. Yeah, if they don't win in Miami, then he's going to have to go watch a Boston Game 7 for a chance at history.
Aren't the Panthers were up 3-0, weren't they?
Yes, and they won.
So he's got that one.
That one hit, but he's got to sweat out the Heat and Celtics. And that's going to be a sweat because the Celtics are far more talented than the Heat. They just happen to play some of the worst basketball I've ever seen them play in the first three
games. It's a good comparison by KG, a diff bet.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
Tim, I put $20,000 on him to win $100.
Do you listen at all, whether it's from the 830 Recreator? That doesn't seem nice.
Be more specific.
I banged Doug for 82 games and I'm undefeated. Rags and bones.
Okay. He's been suspended.
No. No, Friday.
Rags and bones, you've been suspended for that comment. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and your name, as we speak, is going into the suspension log. You'll know. No, it doesn't feel very good. Intentionally so.
Oh, I think it's Rags and Bone Man. Rag and Bone Man? That's a singer in England.
Rags and Bone Man.
I thought there was a movie called Rags and Bones.
Okay.
Rags to Riches? That's the first song in Godfather, isn't it? Or Goodfellas, I should say.
I've gone from rags to riches.
Nice.
The first
Frankie
hour
Valley.
First hour and a half of Goodfellas is so undefeated. Oh my God. Strode is a horse's ass for his comments today. That's from Jabab, the bookie.
Gosh.
I made a lot of them. Why don't you narrow it down a little bit? They all couldn't have been bad.
Are Josh Kroenke and Cardinals GM Gersh the same person? It's from the 314.
I bet Josh does a lot more work. To me, I don't know what Michael Gersh does. I don't know. I'm serious.
He seems like a great guy. Administrative stuff behind the scenes.
Like what seats players are sitting in.
That's a big job.
I don't think he's real.
I don't know.
I saw the cat interviewing him yesterday.
It's the number two job in charge of a franchise that's worth a couple $1 billion.
We were at the airport the year that me and Roderick went to spring training, and our flight was like 13 hours delayed. And it was me, Joe Roderick, Danny Mack, a couple other people from Fox. And we're sitting there, and Gersh walked over. He's on the same flight. Gersh walked over, and Danny said, "That tray going to go through?" And Gersh goes, I can't tell you. And he walked away, and I said, like, he would know?
Ooh.
We'll know before he knows about a trade.
Not likely.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and my favorite, asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/McKernan50 and use code McKernan50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code McKernan50 at factormeals.com/McKernan50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
He's not probably got a lot to do with
it. It was kind of a tongue-in-cheek that he's the GM, but he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know what's going on.
I know. But I hate to see the guy get a bad rap when, you know, I guess he's an easy target because they changed the titles around, and Zalok's president of baseball operations, not the GM. But I'm sure he does plenty of work. There's plenty to do when you run an entire baseball franchise and the minor
floor
league team.
Floor three, you got to replenish it.
So you're saying he's marrying ketchup somewhere to beer cats?
Not marrying him. They just got those big jugs, but Section 402 runs out, and on the concourse, you got to run it up there.
No, somebody's that's not him. No.
Oh, dude, when I was working at a movie theater in college, we had to replace the butter in the popcorn machine.
Oh.
And let me tell you that some of it spilled on me.
Is it hot when you pour it in there?
It's warm. I would describe it as warm, like borderline hot. But I smelled like a grease trap because you wear the same work pants, you wash it, but it's still, I mean, this is, and it's not butter, it's like coconut oil that with butter flavoring.
Yeah.
And I stunk. And it was like you couldn't get the grease off. My hands were shining like I just dipped them in shoe polish.
Oh.
It was the smelliest, nastiest. Plaza, I'm sure working at fast food, you probably have stuff like
dude,
that.
Yeah.
Clean out the grease traps, is that disgusting?
You had to do that. Don't they have companies that come and do that?
No, we do it ourselves. At Burger King, you would have this big, like square thing on wheels. They would have a handle. You'd obviously have the fryer off. You'd have a handle that you turned it, and all the old grease would come into this filtered silver box. And then you either, two days a week, you put brand new fresh oil in it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was one of the days, you would just actually be a filter system to where you filter that old oil back in, and then you add whatever, you know, there's a line. So obviously with the filter, you need to add a little bit more new oil to that. Then you turn it on, and it takes about an hour to heat up.
What do you do with the old grease?
The old grease you take out to the grease trap, and you usually typically buy dumpsters.
Yeah. As far away from humans as possible.
Yeah, that's
correct. Yeah, that'd be one of the worst jobs to do.
And you pour it down in there?
And you just pour it down in there.
That's the trap I was thinking about. The companies come and take it.
Right.
Yeah, that company takes that oil, empties it, and it just rinse wash it.
Not enough money in the world.
Where do you suppose they empty it?
Landfill.
Yeah.
Like one of the rivers?
How do you look at a land and go, we're going to fill this with complete trash?
Yeah, you give it to the poor people.
Biochemicals.
Well, they had that where we went out to smoke at the old place in Kirkwood. The restaurant, one of the five that were there, had a grease thing out there. And that stuff, when it would be windy, that grease would just, like, waft over.
Piddles, please tell your dad to bring back the new Athens basketball camp. Thanks. From Scotty Boom Boom. I'll let him know.
You're a little old for that, buddy.
I don't know. Maybe he's coaching. I don't know. Butter that Jackson spilled on himself at the movie theater was just like the butter spread all over his boy hole in the Smokies. That's
didn't
from the 314.
Did not need that.
I wasn't
comment.
Really buttered up too much in the Smokies.
I'll tell you what, we got some bomb butter in Hannibal. Bomb Doug.
Butter.
The butter's a lot
KG.
Different in Hannibal.
I already know.
Yeah, it's
so
obvious.
What this is like, yeah, Hannibal's like little shops, you know. I love it. I absolutely love doing the little shop, but you know, you'll find a lot of miscellaneous things, old school stuff, you know, that's been refurbished, and obviously you can find clothes and anything you need. But there's a lot of random miscellaneous things in a lot of these stores, and there's popcorn butter that they sell. It's like local, I guess. It's a local company, but mm-hmm. that company sells it and outsources it to stores. And we just ran out of it, and so we tried to buy just the store brand regular, but it's so crazy the difference between this butter. We're trying to find it online, and we cannot.
That's what Hannibal's known for, Mark Twain and butter.
It's the best, like, you shake it up, but it's, like, really thick, and it's the perfect consistency and taste for butter. The stuff at the store that you buy, like, at Walmart or whatever, it's just so thin. It's runny. it's not very good.
You just take stick butter, melt it, and pour it on your popcorn.
Iggy, that's what I do.
I don't put butter on anything. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
Yeah, have butter on popcorn.
No, right? No way.
I don't eat
and
popcorn.
Have it all over my hands.
Oh, that's amazing. See, the key.
That's why they make napkins.
Iggy, with that stick butter that you melt, what I like to do, because I read this online or Madison told me, is after you melt the butter, you put it in the fridge for about 10 minutes. So
ooh,
you do the butter
congeal?
First, let it congeal a little bit, and then let it sit there about 10 or 15 minutes. That is like the perfect consistency of butter.
Because
you don't want it too piping hot, because it'll just sink all the way to the bottom,
oh.
And you won't have it all over the popcorn. But if it congealed, you kind of got a good wide base.
I've seen some Mid-Missouri fats at the movie theater. I put butter in there that you wouldn't believe on these tubs, 70-ounce tub of popcorn.
Oh.
They would go in there, movie start time, then there's 20 minutes of trailers. So they get there at the movie start time. About halfway through the trailers, they come back out for a refill and then re-butter it.
More butter.
You could see right through the tub there was so much butter grease in there.
You know what Madison horrific. And I do, and it's for the fats, but luckily we're in good condition, is we would get the popcorn, butter it all up, and now they butter it behind the counter, at least the ones we go to. You butter it behind the counter, and then you get to salt it.
God, I would hate to do that.
Yeah,
luckily,
it's annoying.
It was self-service butter.
For them, I told them, look, I want a lot of butter, but I don't want you standing there for 20 minutes. So just put your normal lot of butter, and then can have a side of butter. And they gave me, I'm not kidding, Jackson, it's one of those, like, clear cups.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
huge.
Water cup.
It's like halfway of full of butter.
God.
And I'm carrying that with my 70-ounce soda, and
that's
I got
like
my Sour Patch Kids. I'm like, God,
it's
I'm
like getting
moron.
A couple lard.
Licking off your fingies.
Probably cost you $50, too, to get all that stuff.
No, it's actually, we're members.
Oh, be less.
And we do a lot of Tuesday matinees as well.
AMC members?
Yeah.
Yeah. Esquire?
You belong to the big clubs.
Well, to me, like, if we're going to be Hoosiers, you got to might as well go all in.
Yeah, yeah.
You get the double diamond pass. You get the AMC membership.
I figured they bundle that. You get a little twofer.
Some people will belong to both Old Warson and the Missouri Athletic Club.
Right.
You're both Six Flags and the AMC theaters.
Correct. And it's just a tier below. You're talking right. 1 and 1A in terms of.
All you got to do is add a water park to that, and you're.
Six Flags
I don't
water
do
water park.
I don't
water
do
park
water parks,
Six Flags.
Bro. I can't do water parks. But yeah, carrying.
You see a lot of the same people at Six Flags as Old Warson.
Oh, yeah, it definitely overlaps.
Yeah.
But carrying the butter.
You always see the Orthwines walking around with turkey legs at Six Flags.
Yeah. Tank tops,
yes,
covered in grease.
Three drinks full of sticky
hand me another napkin, Cynthia.
Is that how they talk?
That's how rich people talk.
I've literally seen people eat turkey legs right before they hop on a ride. Like, there's no...
Aggressive.
Like, they're throwing it away, and then they're in the turnstiles. They're ready to go. I cannot imagine.
That's why you asked the guy on the ride to hold it for you.
Dude, bubble guts is real,
talking
man.
Talking about carnies.
Like, that's how it starts. That's,
yeah, that's
how
what carnies do. They... start the ride, they got to hold the purses and the turkey legs as you get on.
Mm. You'd sneak a bite, wouldn't you, if you're hungry? Yeah,
people that put their purses in wait. No, we hold all of our stuff.
Really? You don't put in the little
not
lockers?
Our our cups we will because, again, Double Diamond members.
Gosh,
get the
I'm
free
tired
cup.
Of this elitism.
So if we lose that, we need to go to, you know, customer service and get that. But, yeah, I've never heard of any issues with the thing getting stolen. It just... leaving basically all your car keys, credit cards, just sitting there.
Yeah, but I'd rather them be sitting there than in my pocket while I'm going upside down at 60 miles
an hour. I disagree, because the only line of defense at the security for Six Flags is a couple 16-year-old part-time workers. And let me tell you, no one in the working, and I don't blame them, is going to stop any theft of any kind.
Probably not.
You may try to call security, which they have them at front, but at that point, you're trying to point out clothings and height and weight. I mean, there's thousands of people there. So,
probably heavy is what I would say.
Yeah. Man, sads. I'm so tiny, though.
Sads. Stay at home,
sads. Plenty of sads, bro.
Yeah, there's probably a decent amount of sads. All right, we got the Design Air Heating and Cooling email day coming up here in just a moment. Send in your emails, morning after insidestl.com. Still time. Get them in. And, and then we're going to be off for the weekend. We'll be off Monday. Going to be off on Monday.
So we're here Monday.
Off Monday, and it will be full strength on Tuesday, full dais on Tuesday.
Why do we have to work Monday? It's a holiday.
Luckily we're off. That's the that's the crazy thing. Unless you want to just come in here and get some reps.
That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for us.
Just kind of just like do a show that plays to nobody.
Yeah.
All I have to do is load up Sinbad 14 times after the show, and we got Monday already.
Just on a constant loop.
Higgs, what's your, you got Point Fest on Saturday?
Yeah, Point Fest, and then probably I'll just Maybe grill some brats on Sunday and just hang out Monday. And
when are you going to start Succession? Because the finale is on Sunday, and I cannot wait.
As soon as the finale is. I mean, I could start it today.
Yeah, I would start now.
I'm in the middle of Blacklist, so.
Yeah, fair enough. And you're going to knock out Blacklist and then get on to Succession.
Yeah, then I'll start watching. I watched the last season of Succession. I've seen them. I've seen all the seasons up to
this. Right, no, I got you.
But I will watch last season just to kind of familiar myself with going on and then go to the new season.
Oh, don't do that. Just watch a YouTube video, like a 3-minute YouTube video.
No, I don't mind watching it. It's a good show, so.
It's a great show, but you're going to watch 11 hours or so to watch another 11 hours?
That's what's called binging.
Yeah, fair enough.
It gives me 3 or 4 days to get through it.
11 hours in front of a TV set?
Well, that's just for the third season.
Not
then you're
going
to go to the fourth season.
I'll just watch whatever I'm watching. And when I get through it, I get through it. Then I'll start the new season.
Yeah.
And then, Doug, you'll
and
be at the
by that time, the new season of Outlander should start.
Outlander.
And you got a big summer.
Yeah, I got my whole summer planned around TV. Yeah,
living large.
Everybody planned their vacation.
Still got to watch the Anna Nicole Smith documentary.
It's nice to be able to knock these things off the bucket list.
Yeah. At least I got something to watch. Yeah. And, better than not having anything.
Yeah. Then we got a sound story later today, Paul.
I saw you, man, come in.
Yeah, you
I'm going to try to get a McGriddle in before.
You can probably get that done.
It's about 2 minutes away, I think.
Yeah, you can get a McGriddle in. Doug, you going to get a McGriddle in after the show? It's Friday. Treat yourself.
No, I don't. I'm off that. A McGriddle is what now? Sausage?
Like pancakes.
Two pancakes.
Oh. Loaded with syrup and butter. And no, thank you.
But then you put sausage, egg, and cheese in the middle of it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I actually put my hash brown.
Oh, good call.
Under and above. So
oh, that's like the patty.
Oh, it's, yeah.
It was a sandwich.
Yeah, so
with
I did the bun as the hash brown, so I got the pancake. Isn't even the bun anymore. It's just a treat.
Put some Andreas on that bad boy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't carry a Rode bottle, but probably should.
They should. They should carry like pepper spray, like you can put in your belt loop. Like you can pull it out real quick. You just need that with Andreas barbecue sauce.
And you could just refill that bottle.
I always keep Andreas in my pocket.
Yeah, that's a good. Just loose,
I think I do
loose
one
sauce.
In my car.
The person at the drive-thru where you order it should pepper spray you for ordering this stuff.
And it's funny because, like, they're loyal
that's
workers
penance.
There.
Penance.
I love the McDonald's. It's pretty much the same 2 or 3 workers that take my
I was like to roll down your window where you think you're getting ready to pay, and you get pepper spray right in the face.
Doug, let's amplify it. Let's do Bear Mace where it has, like, the handle.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what to try, and it's hard to find them anymore, but Orida used to make these frozen hash brown patties.
They make them.
I can't find them at Schnucks anymore. But if you can find them, grill a burger like you always would.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to get all this around your mouth. But then take that hash brown patty and put it on the bottom of the bun, and then the hamburger on top of that. And you're getting a bite of hamburger and hash browns at once.
Ooh. I mean, if you made a smash burger, it wouldn't be too tough to. But if you made like a big, thick burger, Doug, what would you have to do? Unhinge your jaw?
You would, yeah. Like a snake.
Unless you take the. Because once you microwave the hash browns, you can smash them down. So you take those hash browns, smash them down on the bun, and then put your burger on top of that.
I'm not doing it.
Pro tips. All right. It is time for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. Jackson Rambus. Great hustle and effort, this ma'am. Sometimes I use big words to sound more photosynthesis. That's from Uncle Knuckles.
Okay. It's a short, sweet little email.
What was your
not
big
bad.
Word, ma'am?
Uncle Knuckles. Nuggets?
Knuckles. Knuckles. Not
that,
to be confused.
That was Uncle Nuggets?
No, that was Uncle Knuckles.
Okay.
Oh, that's who I call him. But there is an Uncle Nuggets?
Yes.
Both, lots of uncles.
The one that gave us the jerseys.
Yeah. Well, Uncle Wally's plastic ear.
Oh, yeah. Wallace. Yeah.
I carry this feeling when you walked into my house that you won't be walking out the door. Still, I carry this feeling when you walked into my house that you won't be walking out the door.
That's Stevie Nicks song.
Lovers forever. Face to face. My city, your mountains. Stay with me. Stay. I need you to love me. I need you today. Give to me your leather, take from me my lace. I love your musk, Jackson. Thoughts, concerns, the 830 Recreator. Just kidding, Doug. I'm still waiting on a call to unclog your back gas line of yours.
830 Recreator.
Help wanted. Exhausted senior citizen seeking a personal assistant. Assistant must be willing to do my laundry because I get overwhelmed in my job where I work 3 grueling hours per day, so you'll have to wash my crusty underwear. Special preference given to applicants who won't be grossed out when I eat dry instant pudding powder directly out of the box. Must be willing to put up with my perpetual masturbating and constant lying about the purity of Jamaica's drinking water. Additional duties include setting up play dates near rain gutters so I can play with my toy trucks and puddles. You will also be required to drive me to Ladue Horton Watkins High School once per week so I can admire their elaborate benches and stools. Beware, from time to time I do fall down in the shower, so you may need to help me stand, and there's a slight chance you might catch a glimpse of my wrinkly and uncircumcised bulge.
Oh!
Oh yeah, I also sleep naked, so earlier when I said there's a slight chance you'll see my aging uncut dong, that was not quite accurate. You will definitely see what I like to call the magic rod that bagged 500 women. I must mention that I cannot pay you in actual money, but I got plenty of free seafood bobbleheads and other Busch Stadium giveaways to offer as payment. Interested parties should apply by emailing longboatkey111 at microbioticisms.com. Oh, it's from the JV golf coach.
JV golf coach.
What's a seafood bobblehead?
I think of seafood, bobblehead.
Yeah, it might have been a bad read on my part. Take my finger, stick it in, whilst I lickety-lick Doug Vaughn's chin.
Nope, don't need that.
Dirty bird.
Don't need that. Dirty bird with a poor email.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Short dun, to the dun, point.
Dun. And finally, this is all we got. I mean, the weak batch. Plowsy said Jordan's rookie card was 89. Then the texters called him out for being wrong. Jackson said it would have been 84, which is also incorrect because they didn't make basketball cards during that season. The discussion was about a rookie card, not Jordan's actual rookie year. Big old fan told Jackson that Jordan's rookie card was 86 to 87. Jackson then guaranteed it was 84 to 85 and staked his reputation on it. Jackson then patted himself on the back for having the wrong answer and told Big Ol' Fan he hopes his apology is as loud as his disrespect. Then, as many people backed up Big Ol' Fan, Jackson said he doesn't know anything about Fleer cards. Then Jackson realized that his rookie card is different than his rookie season and offers no apology to Big Ol' Fan. He's a horse's ass for doing that.
Oh, gosh, he is. Yeah.
Here, I'll offer it right now. You want my answer? You can have it right now. Nothing.
Did I steal the email?
Nothing at all. No, this is me. Oh. I'm ad-libbing.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, sorry. There was a miscommunication. No, I'm still reading the email. I'm just giving an apology to Big Ol' Fan. I don't want to, you know, we're dropping like flies here, Doug. We got to keep our reputation up.
Yeah.
Apologies to Big Ol' Fan. There was a disconnect on what we were discussing. I thought you were saying his rookie season was 86 to 87, which was, of course, 84 to 85. I did not know we were talking about basketball cards. Either way, that's on me, and I apologize. Will that do, or am I still going to get taken out?
Well, I suspect you'll be canceled.
Yeah, you're actually
at least it happens on a Friday, which is good.
Right.
Something else will happen over the weekend. You'll be able to
vote. That'll cover it. I know a lot about microbioticisms, and it's great. How's Ken Strode? We're going to bring that back? How about that whole deal? Beaver fever, a.k.a. giardiasis, is an intense intestinal bowel illness caused by a microscopic parasite called Giardia? It's a common illness that causes diarrhea. The most way people get sick with beaver fever is by swallowing contaminated water. The beaver also has gained attention for a potential source of Giardia when women try on bikinis with no panties in Czechoslovakian voyeur changing rooms. Human fecal waste also plays an important role in spreading the parasite, for example, through oral/anal sex or when someone who is definitely not a Hoosier takes a dump on a picnic table. That's from Buck Swope.
Buck Swope with a nice little email.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
All right, Doug, what you got?
I guess I thought the most creative was the fellow by the name of the JV golf coach.
I'm going to go with Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Oh, boy.
The action's back on me.
They don't matter. They're not winning anything, are they?
Buck Swope's kind of clinched it. Who'd you vote for, Eggs? Buck Swope?
Yeah.
I'll vote for Buck Swope.
Dang, Nanny Lucas!
Just to see Doug do that, because it really makes me laugh.
Ugh.
All right, fellas, that's going to shut it down.
Great job, Jackson.
Thank you. And you know what? Iggy always says great job when I run point, but it's you guys. I really appreciate you, because I'm not going to lie to you. I get a little, right before the show starts, I get a little nervous when I'm running point, just because it's like, you know, I don't really know. I'm not a classically trained broadcaster, but I have faith in you gentlemen that you guys help me, and you always do, and I appreciate you guys.
We did some pretty good assists there today.
I appreciate you guys, not just for today, but for always, for everything you
Everybody
guys
have
do,
a great so. Memorial Day, and thank our veterans for everything they do.
Absolutely. I hope everybody has a wonderful day off. Monday will be off Monday, but back full strength on Tuesday. Thanks to KG and O-Town for coming in late notice and helping us out. For Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Darren the Plowhawk Atkins, for Ken Iggy Strode, for the vacationing Tim McKernan, I am Action Jackson. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After, live from the Michelob Ultra Studios.
Oh.